You have now entered the Mixtape Addict Show, broadcasting every day with the French Connect, DJ King Flo.
Longer nights in the struggle. Applying heat to the pot till it bubbles. Went to bed hungry so the fan could get a plate. We increased the murder rate when we working late. Long days, longer nights in the struggle. Applying heat to the pot till it bubbles. Went to bed hungry so the fan could get a plate. We increased the murder rate when we working late. 9 to 5, 5 to 9, plus I'm overtime. One thing they never say about my grind and I ain't on mine. They know I double up the flips, taking extra shifts, might extend the trip. All I need is food and extra clips, extra fits. House of Bricks, learn my lesson from listening to OGs while they storytelling. Dropping gems and jewels, went to school with the felons. You know the barrel very well, I can hear them yelling. Brooklyn! 3 or 100, we all in. No matter how many we damn, we rally for the win. I'm caught up in reports of men's handgun slaughterings. You scroll past back to snacks and online orderings. For your loot pack, ain't expect you shoot back. Without a strap, most cats we get beat blue black. True facts,
DJ
we only deal with the realest. And even if you don't got hands, you still can feel it. It's like long days, longer nights in the struggle. Applying heat to the pot till it bubble. Went to bed hungry so the fan could get a play. We increased the murder rate when we working late. Long days, longer nights in the struggle. Applying heat to the pot till it bubble.
DJ King Flo.
Ja, ja, ja.
DJ King Flo.
Ja.
Mixtape.
Ja.
They did backspins while battling. I was daydreaming about rapping and fashions. As time passed, the thirst only grew more. Started off, now when I speak, it's like I move wrong. While y'all was busy pool hall with the A-ball, I dested in the laboratory, building up my catalog. Vicious vagabond, dimple, temple, sack upon. Got mommy dirty, wildin' like I'm Tony Matahan. You can find me on the wall about the speaker. Guinness in the Cobra clutching, sparking up the reefer keeper. Down on the knees to please ya, got me like having seizures. Wave, I'm on like when they do it in the bleachers. They wanna know why they ain't sign me if you ain't in the millies. Why we ain't at the award shows with Fame and Billy. With the interview with Wallow and Gilly back out in Philly. Told them fuck all the haters, just buy the album, feel me.
They pay good money just to see the boy. They ring bells from Brownsville back to Eden Wall. Mommy's doing hair and nails just to see the boy. All dressed up later tonight, she gon' take a car. They pay good money just to see the boy. They ring bells from Brownsville back to Eden Wall. Mommy's doing hair and nails just to see the boy. All dressed up later tonight, she gon' take a car.
I stay ready, hammers loaded in go bags. Face rap, moving work like nomads, no cash. I only give chicks the gonads. We the trendsetters and y'all follow the old fads.
Ever ready to bunny rabbit with big drum. Bass boom down your block when the thunder guard come. The bar's dumb like psych wards in Arkham. Smokey said the flow so fire it might start one. This done, you buns, the sauce squishy kind. In my mind you sound the same as if a kitty rhyme. Vagina monologue, taxing you go write it all. They call for peace, Muhammad speaks and this your final call. You stole out on the autobahn and blew the engine. I'm flying ships through black holes to conquer new dimensions. You talking stress and tension, ops and henchmen. What we cooking in the kitchen is beyond your comprehension. Snake hissing, get decapitated in the grass. We still cool and speak things you shouldn't have to ask. If you see us with the heat, then that mean we bout to blast. Rep me funky, cause don't get me talking out his ass.
I stay ready, hammers loaded in go bags. Face rap, moving work like nomads. Low cash, I only give chicks the gonads. We the trendsetters in y'all follow the old fads. I stay ready, hammers loaded in go bags. Face rap, moving work like nomads. Low cash, I only give chicks the gonads. We the trendsetters in y'all follow the old fads.
From the trenches, but my heart's divine.
DJ
gotta
King
give the
Flo.
Praise to God, cause I still shine.
Mixtape,
he always with me through the ill times. Gotta give the praise to God, cause I still shine. Still shine, still shine, still shine.
Still shine.
Gotta give the praise to God, cause I still shine. Still shine, still shine.
Hey, hey.
I still shine. Still gotta give the praise to God, cause I still shine, still shine.
Thanks to Christ, I'm never alone. He on my souls while my head's higher than a totem pole. And now I'm winning. Yeah, I'm grinning. Ice look like it's snow, plus the flow's cold. I'm blessed, bro. I gotta confess, yo. We can't do business, get your face changed like Destro. And next G.I. Joe, but listen to me, bro. Things can change when you find out what you fighting for. And that's my business, so I'm outta here. Best believe Lakaza still got his battle gear. Yeah, so ain't nothing sweet. I sense danger, I'ma deliver like Uber Eats. Yeah, the warrior spirit in me, it never left. Quiet is kept, I follow Christ's steps. Yeah, divinity from the trenches, rare is my kind. God of my life, so I still shine. From the trenches, but my heart's divine. Gotta give the praise to God, cause I still shine. He always with me through the ill times. Gotta give the praise to God, cause I still shine. Still shine, still shine, still shine, still shine, still shine. Gotta give the praise to God, cause I still shine. Still shine, still shine, I still shine. Gotta give the praise to God, cause I still shine.
Walk the streets, despair in all the places. They wear it on their faces. The citizens, they pit against each other to smother the flame. Once they discover they're the same, can't recover the game. Time to recess the blind of these best maneuvers. The deep sweats, the crooked dreams got me wide awake. Silent provides the space. I decide to fate. Never scribe with hate is my ink. Say what I think. We should rise and face the truth we look away from. Stay as one, united in our tragedy. Sanity's the diagnosis. Try and focus on the record of those pouring the nectar, pouring in the sector with hoes and half steppers, backpedalers trying to sell us on some platitudes. No avenue for change, really. More of the same. Feel me, we're with it. It's time to kill it with all the noise. Chuck these suckers out of power. We coming, it's the hour of the revolution.
Bagging up with swollen hands. Rob the canter with the bar mitzvah. Sell him with kosher grams. 88 Maxima coke pushes and stolen vans. Alphas with the chainsaw. Overalls, turtlenecks, and plants. Frozen powder, we murder for tech. Cervical specs. Related tissue murder, who's next? Determine the vermin. Saute flesh. Talking about the thriller machine. Gourmet, it's the best. Deli slices. In a peli peli with medical Vicodin. Machete like a 5% viper room full of nitrogen. Bring the knives and Bible side. Hemoglobin out in Sound Beach. Bring the rifles in. It's just some fucking lifers here. Dipping blunts and coughing syrup. Absent the Venice. A fucking chemist, I'm a menace. Meth chef with the same plug as a dentist. Cut your fucking face for a bet. Baby eyes and Sunday got blood draining your silhouette until they resurrect.
Yo, the ultimate in black magic, cannibalism, assassins with pistols, dancing with Vishnu. Ask me what I've been through, mind your business. My existence is not in the system. I'm a glitch in the algorithm. Get shot with the pistol, gold leadership. 33 a brick, sturdy with the stick. 30 in the clip, drive by, murder in the strip. We be Drake, see me with the big CD plates. Get them while they hot, right off the stovetop. We be cake, this is dope inside of a syringe. Put it in your arm and binge high. Listening to I Hate God with your friends. Reincarnation of Moses. I lead you out of bondage into Exodus to the holy land that God has promised. Non-fictional pH balance for violence. The circle of the tyrants planning the return of the virus. Sharp of the shark's teeth in the darkest of the deep. Possess a scar with the markings of the beast. Find it on the priest.
To the super cup, shoot your mom with.
Master Ace, DJ King Flo,
DJ Mirage. What up, baby?
Let's get it. Boston, Rochester,
mixtape addict,
France.
You ain't gotta count it. It's all there. Hold it down. A few held it up with paw bear care. Turn jocks into horsemen, but won't work until they blow it out of proportion. Tables turn, now the company is miserable.
I learned you getting more.
It's gonna need a little too. I might not take it all, but I'll be leaving with a few.
This crime doesn't pay, but
the fees are criminal. Stick to the short runs or take longer jogs. You don't wanna stroll around with a walk across.
Even a slow day,
way it don't cost a job.
Missteps with success
across the hard. Got harder. Days after gets too easy. Don't call me, but bang the line if
if you need me. If I disappear, how many gon' miss Houdini? King me, this in me, I'm in too deeply. I'm learning when you get more.
Yeah. To let them know what is this hitting, looking for.
This crime doesn't pay, but it feeds you to criminal.
Your heart, make you break apart. I'm well aged, maker's mark. I don't believe what you make is art. You afraid of dark, I end your season. Caitlin Clark,
ego,
I never massage. Get your head dislodged by a barrage, swelled up and enlarged to you the hell out of Dodge. With your whole entourage, I'm in Claremont, chilling with DJ Mirage and Cognito. Sipping Jameson, she sipping Tito's. These rappers got the blood of mosquitoes. The prez gets the veto. Went upstate and got Ito. More fire, more lethal. Having cafe at a bistro. You suckers can't shoot. Y'all missing free throws. Let me know what it's hitting for. We learning and we getting more.
Show before selling records and network shows, it was meth and blow. BM texted, come get your clothes. Such a hectic road, feeding the family from selling O's. White rapper, early 30s, back trapping who just came home. Sometimes I wish I never recorded a verse and just laid low. Cause we was on our way to millions off work with the plugs we know. And now I'm trapped, I held us back and it hurts. Stuck in stone. So many made it and they raps was way worse. Mine just ain't blow. I was chasing the M, selling 50s with Dre. Went up in smoke. Karma for us beating the odds with a bunch of yoke. Well, what'd you know? My life's like a scene out of Hustle and Flow. I don't think Bro knew they was there for that body when he flushed the dope. Round and round till it all goes down. That's how shit go.
Round and round till it all goes down. That's how shit go.
Mansion and shack. The love that's in it makes the house a home. Grams in a bag. It's whamming. I just can't get out control. Cause I got people that's depending on me. Gotta keep a weapon and the cops try and catch it on me. Real ones betting on me. Money outside and ain't nobody gonna get it for me. If you get jammed up, you never saw me. Yeah. If you get jammed up, you never saw me.
He died before the song dropped. He's still alive, but if he live, it'd be a long shot. His mom high, his daddy dead, he got his own Glock. Told me he beefing with some niggas from his own block. Yeah, long as the ends justify the means. Long as them niggas getting high, then I supply the fiends. And long as niggas want the smoke, then I apply the steam. Attack and divide and conquer, get back and divide the cream. You know it ain't no I in team, but it's an I in winning. This shit eye for eye, so let them know if you gon' ride with them. You in them picks, then he gon' tie you in. And he be hiding right outside whatever crib niggas be hiding in. Said his heart cold and his trust shot. And he got buckshots for niggas that wanna die over that bus stop. Before he let a nigga slide, he'd rather let his gun pop. And hey, you duck shots, put all you niggas in a tough spot. Fucking with a stripper from up north, he using her spot. The money and the drugs be in the bed, look like a lunchbox. I only know this shit because the stripper gave me her drop. That's when he heard that gunshot.
They just dropped another star up in the making. They ain't find a trap compartment, but the car's still getting taken. Keep your honor, just be patient. Keep it on you, there's still hatred. Every corner, there's someone who say you why they never made it. I had to cut them like the bracelet. The days went slow and nowhere to go. Ducking a state bid, but you ain't got no ops. You just got fake friends. My bro running full body already. Looking at me like, say when? Say who? I learned from this game too. Stay hungry, make money. The money won't make you. Gotta hustle your way through. My dog violated parole in state blues.
My phone died out on the road from a paid show, but all I know is I couldn't wait to make it home, turn it back on, and make moves. The trap was my trade school, and we active, so play it cool. The new crack is the K2, but you stacked with the fake blues. Say it ain't true, knife in my back then. Say it ain't true, wish you made it here too, but nothing's promised, and they ain't find nothing honest. Move wrong, you getting sent to whoever you pray to.
Philly special. Philly special.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape Addict.
My mind frame oscillates at infinite intervals based on the elements and principles. Go ahead, take a peek, you can look in. Backpack rap not big enough to put my book in. Rhythmatic savage, blessing more bars than Mill City taverns. Woven with the fabric, rocking with the best now. In the land of textiles, Fiat Rex now. Sicker than the West now. Virus, don't try this, spit flows like bronchitis. Wise like Osiris, blue collar with the righteous. Might just spray and ignite this. Lyrical graph with gray hairs, art writers with arthritis. Rolling up the alley, showing love from the valley. To the kids on the bridge, this is where we used to live. Like ghetto from the ghetto, make a beat the flow on. And give you MCs one to grow on. Go on. Play my first show with Acro. Probably thought I was an arrow. Pull back with Mad Soul. Made beats for Esso. AKA the Pterodactyl. God Complex 7L, they had mad stats. In the jungles of the east, took the Stero to Kenmore. And rode slow just so we could pen more. Gifted universal. Rhymes unlimited. I'm talented. Yes, I'm gifted.
I'm talented. Yes, I'm gifted. Yes, yes.
Sure she was straight.
Let's go.
My only fear is going out like Ricky. Tried to do it to me once, so I ride with the blicky. Kept it 100, even when they kept it 50. 100 pounds of peanut butter, and I ain't talking about Skippy. Gotta run it up when the rap or track. Just make sure whatever you love, loves you back.
I'm in love with this, I'm in love with that. I'm in love with drug money, I'm in love with rap. Got a couple hitters with me, and they love to clap. But all I really wanna know is where the love is at. I'm in love with this, I'm in love with that. I'm in love with drug money, I'm in love with rap. Got a couple hitters with me and they love the club.
My people ain't your ordinary man and woman. In 1982, a blessing landed on them.
DJ this separation King came,
I tried to understand but couldn't. Born with everything that I needed, then turned around and took it.
Mixtape
from
Addict.
This outside, beautiful morning. The same year Mike Jack dropped Dilla on them. A goat is growing, same time a goat's performing. National championship for Michael Jordan. For me, it's therapy, not just a recording. Raised in a crime wave, full of temperature soaring. Terrible nights made out of wonderful mornings. The Nike will drop the Air Force Ones, wonder who bought them. Product changing on your TV, Letterman talking. The same year they would drop the CD, replace the Walkman. The game is the same, but the names are changing often through disruption, corruption, destruction, extortion. Success is calling you, the haters hate the sound. From the city of the heartless, niggas trying to make it out. Shit won't stay the same, the world is changing now. And you ain't gonna get no do-overs, there's no mistakes allowed. To get ahead in life, you gotta shake the crowd. Dedication's looking for you, time for you to take the vow. Here's your opportunity to take the crown. And my brothers, keep us, gotta get my neighbors,
DJ King Flow.
This my blood, homie, get your own. This my cup, homie, get your own. At my crib, you can leave my home. Cause today I'm not sharing none of the shit I own. This my blood, homie, get your own. This my cup, baby, get your own. At my my crib, you can leave my home. Cause today I'm not sharing none of the shit I own. Need some me time, kick back and recline. Hoes call my phone, I don't pick up, I decline. Get a hopper beat and write down some sweet rhymes. Hit my boy up if I need the 3-5. But then I post it up, smoking up, minding my business. But today we ain't open up. Fuck being sad and blue, today I'm not looking up. Need a favor from a player, hit him with the shoulder shrugs. Lo siento, my friends know that sometimes my ends low. Pouring from an empty glass is something that I can't do. I need a break to break through. Ain't no saint or angel. I love y'all, but y'all need to understand too. I gotta keep a balance, can't give what I ain't having. Help me get more established, and it be automatic. Some of y'all always asking, starting to form a habit. But I'll forever be your boy, it's me and Problematic. This my blunt, homie, get your own. This my cup, homie, get your own. At my crib, you can leave my home. Cause today I'm not sharing none of the shit I own. This my blunt, homie, get your own. This my cup, baby, get your own. At my crib, you can leave my home. Cause today I'm not sharing none of the shit I own.
I started from scratch like the DJ for Eric in Paris making dollars. With 400 years of Uncle Ben's and ancient mama's racial problems. Cornerstone, break the columns and the pillars of this nation's foundation. Shake the bottom to the top. When they question if we ever could or not. Organize every mom and pop in the hood and grab instead of talking about what a slave would have, should have got. Spending outside the community be really good to stop. On the block, grab a sofa then a jello pudding pop. Blowing Kush a lot, flow dirty as a crooked cop. Drinking hot, Flint, Michigan water, mental disorder, kind of sort of slaughter generals, daughter sent to the border of Sicario. When I spit them bars in your barrio, my Super Mario cardio fucking up the party though. Blue whale breath control, Tecmo Bowl, Bo Jackson when I flex the goal. Extra swole with that tunnel vision, searching, trying to find a feeling. Leap of faith, I'm jumping high as flying Brian Pillman. More than willing, when I'm able, every line I rhyme a $1 million profit. Watch the stock option, trying to buy the building. From rich generational wealth, bracing yourself for that impact in case it was felt. Making a belt from an asteroid, I'm a superstar. I coup de grace, cool with all American rejects that move along. Who perform after the guard? Master for all, word is born. Closed caption is strong. Rapping evolved from that hip hop to the hibbity hibbity. Wonder is he really that busy? Ain't no Milli Vanilli. We ghost writers, we ghostbusters. My flow luscious, so real. I make her hop out and get the duchess. Put him on the crutches. In the cypher, I cripple people. Make a movie called I'll Beat Your Plus Ass. The sequel. The sequel, they get their ass kicked too. Street Fighter, Sonic Boom, what a flash. Kick through. I'm a smash quick move through the street like a gypsy cab. Hit the lab with a pen and pad and my gift to gab. Gabby Douglas flipping on these motherfuckers, bringing ruckus to you dick riders and you cocksuckers. I still turn your mouth into a glory hole. Big shot Bob off the lob, Robert Horry throw. Game over player, you remember how the story go. Tell him I'm the father like we going on the Maury show. 44, Royce the 5'9, allegory flow. I'm that guy like the brother of Joe Torre though. No, shit, I'm that guy like Aaron Hall. Mind spray like a chemtrail aerosol. My wherewithal super conscious. I'm where the wild things are, cause I'll be cool with monsters. Everything you think is lost.
Yeah, it's getting a little spooky in this bitch. Didn't see me coming, Freddy Krueger heard the shit. Thought you had a dream until the nightmare kicked in. Thought you had a team until the government made sense. Yeah, he many streets and the demons know it's him. Served the fiends as a teen, I've been living with some sins. I've been loved and betrayed but forgave to be saved. I was made to be paid, fuck what anybody say. It's my son, I'm born and I ain't getting off. I swore to myself I'm never giving up. Never. Fuck my age, you a slave, culture, freedom, son. Free. I'm the page that you read but didn't come from him. I ain't sin for you niggas, so don't come for him. Come for if him. It's war, then it's war, God prepared to win. Right. Yeah, this ain't that normal rap shit that you used to hearing. Uh-huh. This is New York rap back with a twist of singing. Right. When the bell goes, animal instincts kick in. Hannibal challenging the plan, loving how it's working. Come on. Supreme come on. Mathematics and the flow of wording. The covenant is here to render holy burdens.
The super villain. The super villain. The super villain.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape Addict.
All right, here we go. It's the Mixtape Addict Show. I'm your host, King Flo, connecting the dots, you know, from France to the U.S., as we usually do. And today, my special guest is none other than Tony Brown. How you doing, bro?
Yo, peace and blessings. What's happening, Lord?
Yo, it's a pleasure to be here with you, man. It's the Pretty Boy Gangster, Dunny Brown, a.k.a. the Thunder God. Boom.
Yeah, Brooklyn representative, and we had the chance, you know, to connect in real life many times, you and me, so that I had to have you on the show, bro.
Yo, thank you, man. We're not only representing from Planet Brooklyn, not only representing from Medina, we're representing from Brownsville, Bucktown. Booyah, got shot.
Yes, sir. Shout out to the whole Brownsville, man. They always, you know, showed me love when I was out there, so shout out to the whole neighborhood, man.
Yeah, I seen you was out here with my mans and them Carlito Black as well. You know what I mean? You know we stay connected. Big up to Stuck B. You know what I mean?
Yep, shout out to Stuck B, man. Shout out to Stuck B. And let me stop, man. You know, it's a mixtape addict show. I have to ask you, man. You know the tradition, bro. Who is your all-time favorite DJ?
All-time favorite DJ is going to have to be Marley Marl. Just because he was the conductor of so many classic joints that I grew up on, and you know, he definitely was the DJ that was behind the wheels of steel and the ones and twos when I was putting my Paul's tapes together.
Hell yeah, man, legendary Marley Marl and legendary DJ, but also, you know, one of the pioneers in music production. Without Marley Marl, you know, we wouldn't be here, man. A lot of producers wouldn't be here, bro.
Fact.
Yeah.
I mean, the son is the teacher. I mean, he's one of the true pioneers of the culture.
Yep. And I like what I'm seeing now. You know, I don't know if you heard about that. Nas is working with his Mass Appeal label and is bringing all the OG back. He just released the album with Slick Rick. And I heard something. I don't know if it's true. They're working on a super group with Big Daddy Kane, Rakim, KRS-One. Man, that shit would be amazing if that happened one day.
We'll see. You know what I mean? All of these artists, the older artists, they still making great music. You know what I mean? But I really don't want to see nothing forced. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear nothing about they made. If it's Rakim and KRS and they sat down like, yo, let's do this. Because at the end of the day, I heard some interviews from KRS and Kane that those two homies was tight. Like KRS or Kane helped the other one move into the apartment. Like, them dudes got history. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? So when it's organic, I got love for it. Somebody just piecing it together to see what happened. We'll see what happens.
Yep. I hope, you know, it's going to be, like you say, organic and authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's how you make the best music, I think. You know, it's like when you're together with the people in the room and you guys, you know, put your energies together and create something crazy. So I hope it's going to be like that, man.
Yo, agreed.
I
like what Nas is doing. I'm a Nas fan, period. And then when he made the jump into behind the scenes, behind the lens, and started producing these shows, you know what I mean? It's fire that to see somebody of that caliber be able to give back to the culture and push it forward himself, and also reach back, because you know, just like with sports, just like with music, the bag back then ain't what the bag is today. So I mean, however we need to get it to them, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. And how does that affect you as an MC? Like, I bet it's giving you motivation, you know, to keep going when you see stuff like that.
I mean, not really. I mean, no disrespect, because because I've already came to terms with it. Now, 10, 15 years ago, this might have been motivating me, but I already seen where this was going. 10, 15 years ago, I popped up at a show and I seen a bunch of the golden era hip hop artists get busy, Tretch, Salt and Pepper, and a few others, and I was seeing that there was a viable audience still ready and waiting for them to come out and show face and put on some good shows. And like, people was asking me as I was getting older and the beard was changing colors, yo, what you gonna do? You getting older? As if just because we getting older in hip hop, we got to put the mic down. Ain't no other genre of music done like that. I don't know if you know soca music or the Mighty Sparrow, but real talk, I was at a reggae celebration and I seen the Mighty Sparrow get rolled on stage in a wheelchair, stand up, do his set, sit and rock the crowd, sit back down and get rolled off. So, you know what I mean? I, a while ago, I already seen that there was a lane for older hip hop artists and older dudes like myself to be making music, and even the more the dudes that's older than me that opened the gates. You know what I mean? There's a lane.
Yeah, for sure, man. And the audience is here for that, you know? Like sometimes with the mainstream bullshit that you hear on the radio, you might lose face in hip-hop, but when you see stuff like that happening, you know it's good. And like you said, it's the only music genre, because we've seen B.B. King, you know, super old, still rocking guitar solos on stage, on worldwide, you know, going to Japan and shit. We see the Rolling Stones, bro, they're like 75 years old, maybe more than that, still rocking stages.
Ozzy Osbourne just did his last show. If Ozzy Osbourne is just doing his last show, then how much more run we got? Come on, man. Stop playing around.
Yeah, I think if it's in your blood and it's in your heart, you're going to die with this shit inside of you, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to stop it because you reach a certain age. It's in you forever, you know?
Yeah, and it's not the age. It's not the bank. That's part of your DNA. And then, you know, one of the other, and then something else I had realized also, as people was asking me this, all of the main artists that was above me, the top tier artists, was older than me. I'm like, this is it, man.
Yeah,
they
must
not be seeing what I'm seeing.
Yo, but I have to ask you, man, another mixtape addict question. You know, I know you're a fan of mixtapes. You know, we all grew up with that. And do you miss the mixtape format?
Yes and no.
Okay, so tell me why.
Mixtapes at its height with top tier DJs was always an audio treat. Always, it's almost like getting somebody's brand new album. But then the game became so saturated, just like the weed market is now, that it started getting watered down. And you started getting random DJs making random mixtapes that wasn't fire, just songs back to back to back, no exclusives, no nothing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, yeah, I miss when people, again, I was saying yesterday on my live, I value quality over quantity. Yo, don't feed me 1,000 mixtapes. I'll take the 5 if they all fire. Feel me?
Yep. Real talk, man. Real talk. And a shout out to the ones, you know, that put in the work in the mixtape game. And I was hearing stories about DJ Clue yesterday, too. You know, I knew the story, the Biggie story, but, you know, it's legendary shit, man.
Yo, a lot of it is legendary, but like I said, even though my beard is like this, a lot of those dudes is a little older than me. So I was still coming in. I was still like the last man on board, but still the legend itself still exists with me. So like SNS. You know what I mean? Like how you said, Clue, or these Ron G, even Ron G, to see Ron G and Doo-Wop still doing what they do now. Like, I heard Doo-Wop put all his stuff on flash drive, still pushing the culture forward. I'm pushing the culture forward. You know what I mean? Like, that's innovative. It's a lot of people that's like me and you talking about these mixtapes right now. For a lot of us, it's just a memory. Well, right now, you can access this dude's entire library of mixtapes. So that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, man, for sure. And I just seen also a video by Kid Capri, just dropped a new song. This guy is amazing, bro. Like a mixtape legend. He can rock stages. He can make beats. He can rap. This dude is amazing, man.
Just like we said, it's in your DNA. I just seen Funk Flex just admitted that he's 58, you know what I mean? So we was at the boot camp 30th anniversary show. Funk Flex is on stage rocking. A lot of people don't like how he do it. I like how he do it because he put on the hits back to back, back to back. Even if you only might get 10, 15 seconds, the vibe is bananas while he's on. But while he was spinning, Kid Capri stepped out there. He saluted Kid Capri real quick. His Kid Capri disappeared. But, you know what I mean, Kid Capri is always in the mix, and he gave a lot to the culture as well. And I've seen Kid Capri rock a club as, like, the main DJ in the center of the stage as if he was performing. Well, he was performing, and the people stood around and watched that for the whole night.
Yeah, it's like going to see Fancy Jeff perform, you know, like it's not a regular DJ set. Like, you see everybody surrounding him watching, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's an event.
Yep. It's an experience for those that never, you know, had the chance to see that in real life. It's definitely an experience, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And for those that don't know you yet, man, or just know a little bit about you, can you tell more about Tony Brown? Like, how did you get started? And we know also that you're linked to Bootcamp Click, so tell people about your history in the game, man.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, man. I started off dancing. And I would be moving around at places because I didn't have my mic skills up. So I settled for dancing. Whatever form or whatever element you could master in hip hop, we did it. We did a little writing, this, that, and the third. But when I gave the hip hop another go as far as being an MC, I bumped into the late great Sean Price. And we lived in the same area down a block from each other. He took the liking in me, took me under the wing, and started showing me the ropes. I mean, like my first song I ever recorded, he took me to one of his homie studios and we had jumped on it. This was before his deal. And I was like, yo, that shit made it back to the hood. People started talking, you know, but like, again, even before all of that, I was just a fan of the work and I wanted to be involved. So him and Rock was locked up at the time. But when he came out, he showed me love and these dudes just started dropping me off beats, showing me how to put shit together. And, you know, at the next thing you know, it came a day where somebody called me like, yo, these dudes is over here rapping. Yo, pull up. Yeah. Me? All right. So long story short, the Sean Price and Big Rock, Rockless Monster, these dudes are like, they my mentors, real talk. The entire camp I rock with. Big up to my dude, Starain Wonder. I just seen him at the show. And I mean, the whole OGC was out there. But the entire boot camp took me under the wing. My name started circulating around. They started showing me love. Same time, I had a team that was in Florida that was doing it. So, you know, that's how we ended up parting ways and how you end up not seeing me on so many more boot camp joints. This is before everybody had cell phones. And your phone might be on today, but it might be off tomorrow. And I became a victim of some of that. You know what I mean? That's how I missed the symphony joint. I don't know if y'all know that. That boot camp symphony that goes on with half of the record on one side, half of the record on the next side. By this much, I missed that, you know what I mean? And that's pretty much how I come up. Also, got tied into DR Period at an early age and started running around with him and his team doing all kind of things behind the scene, executive levels, and put together some music. I'm one of the founders. One of the founding fathers of the group, the Rock Boy G's, you know what I mean? Even though you might not see me moving around in those circles right now because of all of the various different things I got going on with the music, the acting, the community work, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This is some of my humble beginnings.
Yeah,
from boot camp Magnum Force to the Warheads down in Florida to DR Period, and you know what I mean? Oh, and one of my newest affiliates and associates and connections, my dude DJ King Flow across the waters, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. And do you realize, you know, sometimes the unique chance that you had to be able to, you know, be surrounded by one of the greatest MCs of all time, you know, in terms of pure rapping technique, Sean Price, and in terms of beats, DR Period, you know? Many people worldwide wish they had the same experience as you, being surrounded by those legendary guys, you know?
Yeah, I could tell you like this. It was many times, like, before P got the deal, I was already in awe, because we would walk around the block and son would be just spitting bars. Like, I didn't have my shit locked down, and out the blue, he just would start spitting. It was always fire. It was always funny. He was always funny. And, you know what I mean? Everybody knows the magnetic person and entity that he is. But, you know, shortly after seeing what he did as far as hip hop and what he brought to the game, when I got back with him and would be in his presence, a lot of times I would still be in awe and just like, yo, man, this is my man's. And I would have to snap myself out of it like, yo, that's your homie. And y'all, we just chilling right now. Don't get caught up in the fact that the world considers him one of the greatest MCs. And same time with a DR Period, I would have to snap myself back into reality like, yo, this is like working with DR Period. I would run around and flag the Soul for slogan. As I said, we was doing behind the scenes work, executive work. I'm like, yeah, so I'm working over here representing the super producer DR Period, over 33 million records sold, and blah, 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 blah. And a lot of times you get caught up in that too. Like, yo, this is the author of one of the greatest hip hop records and some of the teams ever. Like that Annie Up just rang. Like, speaking of Annie Up, MOP was at the show. They did Annie Up. That's a DR Period banger. You know about the remix. And so being in the room with the DR Period as you making music with him, it's like, yo, man, take yourself away from what the resume is and focus on the opportunity that's presented itself to you right now. Because it's people, like I've said this before in circles, there's people that would probably kill to be in some of the rooms that I've been in with some of the people that I be with.
Yep.
I don't suggest any of y'all do that. I really advise against it. But yo, I do know the value of, you know, the people that I've been around and have I've been blessed to have in my life. All praise is due to the Most High. I give thanks.
Yep, for sure. And that gave you a chance to master your craft and become a super dope MC, man. And talking about that, tell the people what you got going on, bro. I know you're always working. And we're going to talk about the acting thing, too. But tell the people what you got going on musically first.
Well, like I was also, like I was saying on my live yesterday, I'm not in the rush to keep up with the Joneses. I make good music, and the world tells me so. I feel that it's good. I present it to the world. They tell me it's good. That's the validation. You know what I mean? So with that being said, my last album that I dropped during in the last days of the pandemic, I milked it. You know what I mean? I dropped over 12 visuals off of that project. You know what I mean? It's called Heavenly Sword. Same time, while I'm milking the joint, I'm still racking up my features. So a couple of people tagged me in. Big up to my dude, Judah Priest from the Killer Bees. Big up to my dude, Juice the Witch Doctor. My dude, DJ Chino, out in on the Canada side. My dude, DJ King Flo, out in France. You know what I mean? And a few others done tagged me in. So we done dropped some features and then we done dropped some singles. I got about 4 or 5 singles out right now, including Take It Off by me, DJ King Flo.
Yes,
you know what I mean? That's out and it's doing well right now. A lot of people showing love to that. You know what I mean? After that, I got the newest joint off of my new album. The new album is called The Thunder Guard. That's going to be coming soon, probably towards the fall. But I just dropped the first single off of that. It's called Stepping. But before that, I dropped a rack of singles. You know what I mean? I need y'all to check those out. Hand on the Bible by me and my dude, Cuzzo Sose. The Funeral by me and Rennie Renoir. And all of these joints is out and available. I jumped on some mixtape vibes and did the Thunderous Flying Daggers. That's produced by the one and only Jay Dilla. You know what I mean? I was able to get that in the stash and we just moving right now. And
yeah, so, yeah, man. Always
I've been
working,
taking
man.
My time. Yeah, we work it. I mean, what else you gonna do? Like I said, I got a passion for this. This is not a hobby. This is something I do. I don't need a room full of people in order to put the battery in my back to get me. Nah. Yeah, I mean, Sean Price said that. He was saying this to a room full of people one day. He's like, I don't know what y'all need to do how y'all need to do it, but at some point, you know what I mean, outside of going to the club, being in the streets, messing with these chicks or whatever it is that you extracurricular, you got to put pen to pad or, you know, mind to beat how your man Hov does it, and you got to create.
Yep. Of course, man, you got to stay creative and not be lazy because a lot of people, you know, take shit for granted and they just hope for a miracle. But you, man, you keep the work and you keep the foot on their neck, like we say.
Yeah, I try not to use that term no more since not to be funny or nothing like that, but ever since this shit with George Floyd, I try not to use them terminologies no more. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we apply that pressure.
You know what
I mean? And we looking for something. We looking for something to snap. I'm looking for something to break. And if you can't handle that pressure, you might as well be best to fall back early.
Yeah, that's how you know if you're a real MC or not. If you cannot handle the pressure, the door is right there.
Yeah, this ain't made for everybody, man. It's a popular saying. Yo, you don't finish the race with everybody that you started with. That's true in life, and it's so evident in this music, man.
Yep.
A lot of the people that you started off with, they done fell to the wayside long ago.
Yup, not everybody is ready to sacrifice their life, man, for this music shit. Yep, and you know, talking about we talked about the acting thing, you know, tell people more about that, man, because You know, if you're a fan of series and shit, you know, you might have seen Tony Brown's faces. So tell people, man, about that.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I mean, I be getting this a lot. Like, people be in the street. People always stared at me in the street for whatever the various reasons, you know what I mean? And but now, I'm like, yo, why? Do they recognize me from stuff? And back in the days, I would do shit like, you know, if I see somebody staring, I'd do some shit like... Now, when I see him do it, I'm like, I start hitting all the angry shit. But yo, what happened was, I always wanted to be in that world, in that life, and just didn't know how to get into it. Like, I had nobody, like the same way P and a lot of the, you know, the boot camp and Warheads and a lot and DR and these dudes was be able to show me some of the behind the scenes and what how A leads to C in the music biz. It was nobody to show me what was going on acting wise. And as a young dude without a lot of cash, stepping into some of these offices and they talking about, yo, pass us a few hundred, pass us some bands and we'll put your portfolio together again, back when it was like phone today, no phone tomorrow. I'm like, I don't know, fam. And so I just bowed out back then and just focused on the music and everything else that I was doing. I had a friend that was in the game and was on, like, they do set design. They build the actual sets that the actors is in. And she seen some background actors and was like, how y'all get it? They told her how they got it. She told me. And because of the connection, and I knew and trusted her and knew that she was getting valuable information, I took a chance. So during the pandemic, I applied for some joints, but at that point, I wasn't really, you know, on top of my situation. You know how we do things. I don't know about you, but I never used to check my email all the time. I would check my social media more than my email. And so while I'm cleaning up my email one day, I see I had got a return from something an acting job I applied to, and it was like, yo, we would love for you to come in. I was like, yeah, I would love to come in too, but it was already 3 months later.
Damn.
When I seen the notice, and it was in the middle of the pandemic. Mm. So I had to wait for the pandemic to die off, figure out how we was going to rock, because then, even after the pandemic, they wanted everybody to be vaccinated. We wasn't running the jump to that.
Nope.
Walk out of here. So once we figured everything out and got situated, I was off to the races. And I just been nonstop. So I ended up getting pulled and got placed in Raising Canaan, moving around. I'm in the Equalizer 4. I'm in the Gilded Age. Whenever that dropped, I was on set for Happy Gilmore 2. But at that time, my baby sister Annie was fighting for her life, so I bowed out of a lot of that. It was like 2 weeks I could have been on set. I went to set. It was ice cold. I got sick, and now I was like, yo, big, no love for nothing that take me away from my family. I was on my sister's side. I was like Mick, you know what I mean? I was her corner. I was in her corner. So anyway, I'm on a few. Oh, you might have seen me on Fallout, the number one series on Amazon at one time a little while ago. And we just moving right now, man. I was just on set with Daredevil last week for like 6 days overnight.
Nice.
And I'm just like, all praise. Like I said, all praise is due to the Most High. He got me in position. And this is like, yo, real talk. I'm 50 years old, man. I'm about to be 51. And I didn't know if I would be ever able to get into the acting world, but I'm in. My pinky toe is in the door. My whole forearm is in the door of the music game. I got about 33 placements in TV and film with the music, and I'm looking to trump that. No pun intended. No pun intended with the acting, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, but you're doing your thing, man. And when I first seen you, you know, doing the first acting gigs, I was like, man, I was so happy for you, man. Like, it's so dope, you know, finally get to some recognition, you know, so that's dope. And that's opening more doors for you, too.
Yeah, man, it is opening a whole lot of doors. Plus, I get a lot of love, not to mention in all areas of life. If y'all listening right now, respect goes a long way. You give respect, you get respect. I take that everywhere I go, a valuable lesson from Brownsville, because this disrespectful out here could get you laid down, could get you left where you at. Yep. And that's, you know, that's in a lot of places, not only New York City. You know what I mean? Because I know y'all heard the stories, like I heard the stories of around the world and around the world. And like Louis said. Yep. So it goes a long way. And so when I take that to the sex, it's a reciprocal type of situation. Directors see it, the crew see it. And it's a lot of sideways individuals that they be end up having to deal with in the course of a day, in the course of a work year. So when they meet somebody that's cool, calm, collected, and dealing with people as they should be dealt with, as you want somebody to deal with you, you get that love, man.
Yep. And I think that happened at the right time, too. Like you said, you know, you're 50, you got life experience, you got older, wiser. So, you know, I think that's even better now for those acting gigs, because maybe if you were younger, you probably didn't have the temper to handle the pressure, you know, from the cinema thing. But now that you're older, you can actually, you know, do your thing.
Yeah, seriously. Man. I've been around, and I've seen some things, and I've done some things, and it also goes a long way with the music. Now, I was always never the one to just be like, how you see dudes wilding out in the strip club. I was never that guy. You know what I mean? Whether the strip club or in real life. Well, that took me a long way, too, as far as the music, because we all know some of the pitfalls that have been. And, you know, I'm thankful, too, that I didn't get the fame early, because who knows what it might have done to me. You see some people get it, and next thing you know, they bigger than they ever been, because now I got the money, and I can afford the stuff that I never could afford as far as eating. You know what I mean? It's times that you might not eat in the hood, or times that you might be eating the least. Mm-hmm. And you now got the bank to buy sirloin every day. Without that self-control and that discipline, fuck around, blow up, do something bad for your heart. So still, these type of things, like I done seen some of the ills and some of the cons that come along with it, and knew that I should just, you know what I mean, be focused, be disciplined, and do my best to take care of self so that we hit, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, health is wealth, and without that, we wouldn't even be able to have this conversation right now, man.
Yeah, real talk, man. Like you say, the discipline is one of the key words, man, if you want to, you know, survive in this industry. Real talk, man. Yep. And you know, we had a few minutes left in the Mixtape Addict show, man. Do you have any last words, man, for your fans, you know, across the globe, whether it's the States, the Europe, Asia, everywhere? What could you say to your fans, bro?
Yo, man, what I want to say is thank you. I want to say thank you humbly, man. Because without y'all, I'm just an MC putting music out, but my shit comes out and all of y'all show love. It's a lot. I know a lot of times y'all see people complaining, yo, man, they not playing my stuff and nobody plays it, nobody pressing share. But people be pressing play, people be sharing my joint, people be Shazam. And I'll tell this one story real quick on a joint that I was able to see the direct effect between posting up content and then people looking to find the music. So I posted up this young lady that was very sexy, and she looked like she was about to strip, but she never really stripped. And still, it was very sensual. In the background is Take It Off by me and DJ King Flow. And I was able to watch that people was like that the video went up like 50,000 or whatever. And I was able to watch that people was watching that, listening to the music. Because I didn't put the name of the song, the title, nothing. They were Shazamming the song and then finding the song on YouTube and playing the song. And I was watching the numbers go up from the video to the song. It was a beautiful thing. And again, thank you to everybody around the world that rocks with me, from Paris to Canada to Nova Scotia to Africa. I mean, to Russia. I mean, yo, I got Italy, all of y'all people, man. I always wanted to reach out and touch people like that, just being here from the time I seen you, because they invented the internet. But we here now, man. Thank you for holding me down. Thank you for supporting the music. Continue to do so. Follow Thunny Brown on all social media. Make sure that y'all lock into my YouTube, Brownsville Bombers. That's B-O-M-B-A-Z. Brownsville Bombers on YouTube, and make sure y'all lock into the Fuck Outta Here show that's gonna be coming back soon. But I got the show up for the 30th anniversary, Yeah, I mean, that shit just clocked over 1,000 views overnight just because people was loving what hip hop is right now. Mm-hmm. And I know some of the newer artists might not be able to fill them seats up at the show, but all the OGs is moving with momentum. What a purpose. Tap in. Rock with us, man.
Hell yeah. And the Fuck Out of Here show was dope, man. I remember when you invited me in New York. That was fire.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for being on my show. Thank you for having me back on your show.
Yes, sir.
Double to two times over, man. You know, thank you for thanks for rocking with me, fam, because there's not a lot of people. Again, you meet people all the time, but it's not a lot of people that you connect with. Mm-hmm. And they, yeah, I mean, we wouldn't be able to, I'm quite sure people could see the chemistry, people could feel the vibe, people could feel the energy. That's only because of the history that me and you got. Yep. So yeah, I know you've seen some other, I see people come on the interview from the top, like.
Yep.
All right, fam, don't ask me no crazy, be ready to walk off. I seen them do it.
Yeah, man, you know.
It's all love.
It's hip hop, man. You know, it's different egos, different tempers. You got to deal with that when you do interviews. It's one hell of a work, man.
Yeah, it can be, but in my personal opinion, every artist that comes before on anybody's platform, you have a job to represent yourself well for you and for others to see. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We want others to follow the example. Yeah, yep. Because a true OG is never teaching the next generation after him the wrong things. We want to show him all the right things. And you ain't going to never hear me say, yo, I don't even rap. Fuck out of here with that shit, too. What the fuck is you doing here, B? I spit bars, and that's why I'm here.
Hell yeah. You got to assume that you're a killer on the bars, man. That's what it is. That's what you are. You know what I mean? So you got to tell people about that, bro.
Yeah, man. I don't care about your former, your past life that you was doing. Well, you know, you could tell us about it, but yo, let's not try to take nothing away from this medium right here that has saved lives, changed lives. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In all walks, whether you spitting bars, making beats, doing video, doing interviews, podcast, whatever. Hip hop has changed the landscape and made a way for a lot of us when there wasn't one.
Yep.
Big up to hip-hop.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the whole hip-hop culture worldwide, man. You know, we don't forget anybody, man. Shout out to everybody. And big up to you, Tony Brown, man, for being in the Mixtape Addict Show. Appreciate your time. And, you know, we'll connect in real life again, maybe soon, bro.
Oh, I don't know about maybe. You know what I mean? I don't talk in those terms. God willing, it's happening. Mm-hmm. I told you I'm working on some things, and I holla at you. Anybody else that's quality, make sure y'all holla at us. Get at my homie DJ King Flow. He rocking. I can't even keep counting how many different countries these dudes in. But let me take this time out to say this too before I get out of here. We both gotta go. I'm proud of you and I'm happy for you too, family. My dude King Flow is out. He started as a mixtape DJ doing. He's making beats for known veterans in the game like Onyx right now, Rusty Jux, Shabam Sadiq, a couple of my homies. And also, he's on the airwaves and moving his culture forward with the music in over 80 countries. How many? Where you at? How many?
I'm up to almost 200 stations in 26 countries.
200 stations in 26 countries, B.
Yeah, man. And see, it's not even an obligation for me to do that, but I just do it because I love it. You know, my main thing is making beats and all that shit. You know, I don't have the obligation to do it, but I do it because I love it and because I started like that back when I was like, you know, 14, 15. My first serious shit was doing radio stuff out there in France. So I went back to the origins, you know, to do what I love, man.
Yeah, you can't never leave from the formula, man. You got to know where you came from to know where you're going, and you always got to give back because a lot of times these things end up lacking when we step away from it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, and then also, I'm also happy that someday it's going to be some young ones, some next generations, DJs, MCs, podcasters, and they're going to be saying, how they heard you first, how they heard, saw me first. And these are the things that got them to there and possibly be interviewing us then.
Yeah.
Yo.
Mm-hmm. It's about passing the torch, man. That's
full circle. Full circle.
Yes, sir. Well, thanks for your time, Tony Brown, man. I appreciate your support. And, man, we're going to work again. We're going to work again. Like you say, there's no maybe. We'll connect to real life soon, man.
Indeed, indeed, man. Thank you for having me on the platform. Yo, big up to everybody that's been listening to us, man. Make sure y'all tap into the music and make sure that y'all staying safe, healthy, and you know what I mean? Sure. We'll see y'all when we see y'all.
Yes, sir. Take care, man. Peace.
You too. Salute.